Shalom uvracha to everybody. Welcome back to Torah Imecha Haftorah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Michal Hartz, and today we'll be studying the Haftorah of Parshas Parah. Parshas Parah is the third of the special Parshiot that lead us from Rosh Chodesh Adar to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We have Shkalim, Zachar, Parah, and Hachodesh. Parshas Parah is right after Purim in the month of Adar, approaching Nisan. The Torah reading from Parshas Parah comes from Parshas Chukas, Perek Yud Tes in the book of Bamidbar, and it is about the Parah Aduma, the ashes of the red heifer that were sprinkled upon those who were tamei the meis, ritually impure for contact with a corpse. Why is this red in preparation for Chodesh Nisan? Because it was a reminder to the people that before they would come up to be Ola L'Regel and bring their Karban Pasach on the grounds of the Beit HaMikdash, they had to be ritually pure, and therefore if they were tamei the meis, the Nefesh Adam, they had to undergo the process of purification. And what is the Haftorah for Parshas Parah? It comes from Sefer Yechaveh Chazkel, Parak Lamed Vav, Psukim Tes Zayin, through Lamed Vav or Lamed Ches, depending on Sfardim or Ashkenazim, but Lamaisa, it's Kemat the exact same reading. It's from Yechazkel, Parak Lamed Vav, Psukim Tes Zayin, verse 16, through Lamed Vav. That's where the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim read two more Psukim, Lamed Zayin and Lamed Ches. Okay, Yechezkel was a unique and interesting prophet because he first prophesied in the land of Israel in the years leading up to Churban Bayit Rishon. He rebuked the people, his prophecies rebuked the people for their sins, and he prophesied the destruction. After the Churban, he was exiled to Bavel, and he is a prophet who has Nevuah outside of the land of Israel in Bavel, and he changes his tone. He then gives comfort to the people, to the exiles, and he prophesies about the rebuilding of Yerushalayim and the Beit HaMikdash. He also has prophecies that concern the nations of the world and the destruction that will come upon them. The prophecy of Yechezkel, that is the Haftorah for Parshas Parah, deals with Nechama, consolation, and rebuilding. So let us begin. It's a very, very beautiful prophecy that talks about the Kibbutz Galios, purification of the sins of the people in exile, the restoration, and the rebuilding of the land of Israel. It's a beautiful prophecy. Vahid Varsham Eli Leimor, and Yechezkel says, the word of God was to me saying, Ben Adam, son of man, Ve Yisrael Yoshim Alad Masam, Vayitamu Ota, Bedarkam Uba Alilosam, the son of man. When the children of Israel, when the house of Israel was dwelling upon their land, they defiled the land through their ways and through their sins, their travesties. Ketumat Hanida, their iniquity and their sin was just like the blood of a menstrual cycle makes a woman in a cycle of nida, in a state of tuma. So too, they were in a state of tuma. Ha'isadar kam lefanai. So their ways were before me. The eshbo chamati aleihem. And God says, I poured out my wrath upon them. Al hadam asher shafchu ala aretz, because of the blood that they spilled throughout the land. We know why the first Beit HaMikdash was killed, was destroyed. I'm sorry. The Gemara tells us very clearly, Masechas Yuma Tas Amar Beis, that Bayir Rishon was destroyed because of Gilei Arayi, Avodah Zarah, and Shvichu Damim. Sexual immorality, idolatry, and bloodshed. So here the Navi says, through the Navi, Ve'eshbo chamati aleim al hadam asher shafcha la'aretz, I poured out my wrath upon them for the blood that they spilled in the land. Uvegilu lehem tim'ua, and through their idols they defiled my land. And therefore, what was the punishment for the Bnei Yisrael? When they were still in the land, when they had Jewish sovereignty, when they had a Beit HaMikdash, when they had Kohanim, when they had Jewish kings, they defiled my land through bloodshed and idol worship, and therefore punishment. Va'afit otam begoyim, I scattered them amongst the nations. Va'yuzar ba'artzer, I scattered them amongst all the lands. Kedarkam v'cha'alilosam shifatatim, according to their ways, according to their iniquity, I judge them. Pasuchaf va'yavo alo goyim asher ba'ashem. You're wondering why I said it's a beautiful nevuah. Here, first Hashem is recounting through Yechezkel the sins that we did when we were still in our land and why we needed to be punished. And then, what happened? They came to the nations where they came and they profaned my holy name. Ba'amar lahem, when it was said about the Jews in exile, Am Hashem Ela Umeartso Yatsu. The nations, the host nation says, wow, this is the nation of God. They went out from his land. Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik says as follows. The Medrash Eicha Rabba tells us that during the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu announced a period of mourning to the angels Kaviyacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself retreated, so to speak, to mourn Gosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina, Kaviyach was in Aveilu for the destruction of Jerusalem. When we look upon the Churban, says Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav, the physical destruction is not the most important aspect. The primary point that we emphasize about Churban is the Chilul Hashem, the Chilul Kavod Shem Shemayim HaGadol, the profanation of the glory of the great divine name. The element of Chilul Hashem is the most terrible aspect of the Churban, of the 1900 years of exile. Why is exile so terrible, says the Rav? Exile means Chilul Hashem, Chilul Shmo HaGadol, the profanation of God's great name. And why is redemption so important? Because redemption means the opposite. If exile means Chilul Hashem, then redemption in Kibbutz Galia, which Yechezkel is going to prophesy about shortly, means Kiddush Hashem. The name of the Ribbono Shel Olam, says the Rav, cannot be desecrated by the nations, no matter how powerful they may be. The name of God cannot be profaned by Rome or by Nebuchadnezzar or any other power in the world. It cannot even be profaned by Russia or by China, no matter what they say. Meaning today's enemies of Am Yisrael, they too cannot profane God's holy name. God's name is only profaned by the fact that Israel is in exile. Yechezkel says that one of the reasons the Messiah will come is not because Israel is worthy, you're going to hear it's the very next pasuk, but because while Israel is in exile, the holy name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in exile. His name is desecrated, profaned, and treated with contempt. This is the motive that will prompt HaKadosh Baruch Hu to terminate the exile, to bring the people back to the land, to rebuild Jerusalem and the Beit HaMikdash. When is Shemi HaGadol Mechulal Bagoyim? When is my great name profaned amongst the Goyim? When Israel is persecuted in exile. Chilul Yisrael is identical with Chilul Shem Shemayim. And so why do we mourn? Why do we grieve? Why do we recite Kinot on Tisha B'Av? The fact that physical destruction goes hand in hand with blasphemy and desecration of God's name and the name of Knesset Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu therefore says, I will bring you back into the land. I will rebuild the Beit HaMikdash. I will restore the land to its former glory. Not because you are deserving, Am Yisrael, but because my name has been desecrated. That's the Rav's commentary to the pasuk that we just read. That when we come to the nations of the world, Vayichalalu, it's Parachof in the Torah. The definition of Churban, the definition of exile, the definition of Klai Yisrael being amongst Umas Om is a profanation of the divine name. And the host nations say, Am Hashem, Eila, this is the nation of God. They went out from his land. Therefore, the very next pasuk, God says, I will have mercy on my holy name, Asher Chilulua Bei Yisrael, that the children of Israel profaned it. Bagoyim asher baushama, amongst the nations where they found themselves. Lachain, therefore, Yechezkel continues, Amor lebei Yisrael, God says, say to the house of Israel, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, Lo lema'anchem ani osa bei Yisrael, not for your sake will I act, the house of Israel. Ki im l'shem kodshi. Over and over, the psukim reinforce the idea that Hashem says, to save my name, the holy name of God, from profanation, I will act for the sake of my holy name. Asher chilaltim begoyim, that you profaned amongst the nation, asher batim sham, that you came there. V'kidashti et shmi ha-gadol, I will sanctify my great name, ha-mechula begoyim, asher chilaltim betochem, that has been profaned amongst the nations where you profaned it there. And on that day, when I redeem my name and redeem my people for the sake of my name, the nations will know ki ani Hashem, Nuhum Hashem Elokim, that I am the Lord, says God Elokim. Bihi kadshi b'chem le'enechem. When I am sanctified through you before their eyes, v'lakachti etchem min hagoyim, I will take you from the nations, v'kibatzim etchem, I will gather you in, v'kibatzim etchem, kibbutz goyo, mikol arzo, I will gather you in from all the lands, v'heveti etchem el admatchem, I will bring you to your land. V'zarak, famous pasuk, v'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim utihartim, I will sprinkle upon you waters of purification. You will be purified. Mikol tumosecham u'mikol gululecham ataheratcham, from all of your impurities, from all of your idol worship, I will purify you. Menatati lachem lev chadash, I will give you a new heart. V'ruach chadasha etein b'kirbecham, and a new spirit I will give in you. V'hasi rosi ad lev ha'aven mibisarchem, I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh. Menatati lachem lev basha, I will give you a heart of flesh. Listen to the pasuk again, pasuk chavav. I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. I will place it within you, and I will remove the lev ha'aven, the heart of stone, from your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. While this is usually seen as a klala, that in exile we had a heart of stone, And only with the kibbutz Goliath and the restoration of Eretz Yisrael and the Beit HaMikdash, we'll have a heart of flesh once again. I saw many years ago an incredibly powerful idea that I think of every single time I see this pasuk from Rav Simcha Wasserman. Rav Simcha Wasserman Zatzal was a son of Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Hashem Yikom Damo Zecher Tzadik Levracha. Rav Simcha Wasserman says it's a bracha that Hashem gives us a lev aven. Rav Elchanan Wasserman, his father Zatzal, was killed in the Shoah, Al Kiddush Hashem. Rav Simcha Wasserman says that it's a bracha that we have a lev aven, because if we didn't have a heart of flesh, we would never be able to survive exile. I said that wrong. If we didn't have a lev ha'aven, a heart of stone, to some degree we're tough in exile, we would never be able to survive the travails of exile. And only in the ultimate end of days, with great compassion, Hashem will remove the heart of stone and endow us with a heart of flesh. Pasuk Chav Zayin, and my spirit I will place amongst you. I will act so that you will once again go in my chukim, and my mishpatim you will guard and you will do. And you will once again dwell in your land. That I gave to your forefathers. You will be to me a people. And I will be to you a God. I will save you from all of your impurities. The karasi al hadagon, I will call grain. The herbaceo, so I will increase the grain in your land. There will not be hunger like when the enemy besieges you. Not only that, the herbaceous prihait, I will increase the fruit of the trees, and the produce of the field. So you will not have disgrace and shame and famine amongst the nation. And in this beautiful end of days, you will remember the past. You will remember the sins of your past. And what will happen when you remember the sins of your past? You will hate yourselves. You will loathe yourselves for your sins, for your abominations. You will recognize when you are in a better place of redemption how much folly there was to your sins of your past. But Hashem reiterates, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Lo Leman Chamani Osa, I'm not acting for your sake, Nu Hashem Elokim, Yivadu Lechem, let it be known to you that this redemption will not be for your sake. Bo Shuvihi Kamu Bidarchechem Beis Yisrael. You should be ashamed and humiliated from your ways, the house of Israel. Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, so says Hashem Elokim, Beyond Tahari Eschem, Mikoven Osechem, on the day that I purify you from all of your sins, wow. The cities will once again be inhabited. And all the destroyed places will once again be built up. We're talking about the rebuilding of Eretz Yisrael, the kibbutz galus, the shechina amongst us once again, the kiddush Hashem that will happen in the end of days. The aretz haneshama te'aved, and the land that was desolate, wow, will be worked once again. Tachas asher haisa shemama le'enei kol over. Before, to all passerby, it was just barren. Va'amru ha'aretz halezu haneshama haisa kegan Eden. And they will say, wow, this land that used to be desolate, it is now like the Garden of Eden. V'ha'arim ha'charevus, and the destroyed cities, v'ha'neshamos, and that were desolate, v'ha'ner harsos, and that were absolutely ruined, b'tzuros yoshvu. Once again, they will be inhabited and fortified. V'yadu ha'goyim asher yusharis v'vaseichem, ki ani Hashem. And the nations of the world who live around you will know that I am the Lord. Banisi Neharasos, I have rebuilt what was destroyed. Natati Hanashama, I have planted where it was barren. Ani Hashem Dibarti Vaasisi, I am the Lord. I have spoken and I have done. It's a beautiful, that's why I told you it's a gorgeous prophecy. It's a prophecy of the redemption and the end of days. But Hashem reiterates, it's for His sake, so that there should not be chilul kavod shemayim, chilul shem gadol, like the Rav says. Now, Sfaradim end here. Ashkenazim continue with two more psukim at the end of the parak. So Ashkenazim finished the parak lamed vav. Sfaradim end here. Let's do the last two psukim. Ko amar Hashem Elokim, so says Hashem Elokim. Or zos idareish leveis Yisrael asosem. This too I will seek out for the house of Israel to do for them. Arba osam ketzon adam. I will multiply them like the flock of people. So we have a vision, and Klal Yisrael will be restored to her land. There will be a kibbutz galios. There will be building of destroyed places. There will be habitation in desolate places. Hashem will call the grain and the trees and the fruits and the produce to increase. There will not be hunger. We will not be homeless and stateless anymore. We will be homebound. We will be state-filled. Living with the Shekhinah, our heart of stone will be removed and our heart of flesh will be granted to us once again. Kitzon Kadashim, Kitzon Yerushalayim, like a holy flock, like the flock of Jerusalem. B'moadah, in its appointed time, Kein Tiyana Ha'arim HaCharevot, so the destroyed cities will be Meleot Zon Adam. They will be full once again with the flock, but not the flock of animals, the flock of my nation. V'yadu Ki Ani Hashem. And they will know that I am the Lord. The connection to the Parshas Parah, which includes the sprinkling of the Parah Aduma on those who are ritually impure to prepare for the Chag of Pasach, is very clear. Here Hashem speaks about not only cleansing and sprinkling us for one Chag, but for the Shalosh Egalim. Not for one Aliyah L'Ragel, but for Aliyah L'Ragel forever. Not for a destroyed Beit HaMikdash, but for a Beit HaMikdash that will be rebuilt. Not for a scattered nation, but for a nation that has returned home. And it'll be an everlasting sprinkling. It'll be an everlasting tahara. It'll be a purification forever when we will know, and the nations around us will know, when they will see the glory to the land once again, and the rehabilitation and rehabitation of the desolate, destroyed places, like the pasuk says, V'yadu ki ani Hashem. Halavai, we should merit to see the fulfillment of this beautiful prophecy in our days and in our time. I wish everybody a beautiful day. Bezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.